The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and a couple of texts already this morning, and we got Glenn on the line here shortly, so just wanted to say good morning. We're getting off to a good start here. My buddy Ken from Carroll County texted me at 10 minutes till 5 and said, are you awake? Let's get it on. So he's ready to go. And my reply was, you know, more like conscious. I need coffee. But we're getting it on. I hope I come on the air and sound enthusiastic rather than worn out. But it was a busy week. Let's see, Sunday, I don't remember. Monday, sea duck hunt on Chesapeake Bay with Captain Ryan Pop's guide, Tim, and went with a good couple of good buddies and learned a few things and spent most of the time on the chase boat. Did take a little buffalo head off the chase boat as they flew by. And first duck in the morning was a ruddy duck, and the second duck was a surf scoter, and that was about it. Missed a few shots. Had a few birds buzz the decoys, but the wind was like 20. The waves were like 2 feet, and I don't think the ducks could see the decoys. There was nobody out on the bay keeping them moving except other sea duck parties. No watermen seemed to be out there. There didn't seem to be any fishermen. So the ducks would get up a half mile away. You know, you'd see 100 scoters get up or more, or 30 or 50, and you'd see them fly a little bit, and then they'd go right back down, and That was our day. So we bounced around. Got to see the smoke from the big fire down there in Chesapeake Beach, if any of you heard about that. That was about 100 yards from my truck, where my truck was parked at the boat launch in Chesapeake Beach, public launch. So it was an interesting day. Good fellowship, few little shots, few birds in hands. We got the skunk out of the box. That was fine. Rest of the week was mostly working. So anyway, good morning, John B. Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Miss Kathleen. Good to hear from all of you. And let's talk to Glenn, see what he's doing. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's going on with you?
Not too much. Just same old stuff.
Yeah, same old stuff. Yeah. When you're home, do you watch TV and stuff, Glenn?
Yeah.
Do you? Yeah. Do you have cable? You get any of the outdoor shows?
No, not really. Yours.
On the radio, I got it. Well, that's all there is.
Radio.
That's all there is. They're the only outdoor show in Maryland, that's for sure. So.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yep. So. Well, we're appreciative for that, at least, anyway. So, yeah, I'm glad to hear you're doing okay. So, any plans for this coming week? You going to be able to get out for the first day of deer season?
I don't know. Man.
All right.
Yeah, I got to get to the bank, get some money out, and get my license, and then the federal stamp yet.
Yep, the federal stamp. If you get the waterfowl stamp, you can go do the goose thing. There's a bunch of geese around up there, that's for sure. So, are you seeing them, hearing them?
No, not really.
No?
If I'm outside, it's a I hear some, but...
Oh, yeah, you can hear, sure.
But not.
I got you. Yeah. All right. Sounds like a plan. Well, I hope you get to go out there, buddy. I really do.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yep. So.
First thing of it is, I don't drive anymore, so it's hard getting to sometimes. Well, or I guess I can get the rides, but my rides are... They're working, so.
Yeah. I hear you, buddy. So, well, you have a nice Thanksgiving, Glenn.
You too.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Right.
All right, man. See ya. There he goes. Let's talk to Clay in Owings Mills. Morning, Clay. How's things in Owings Mills this morning?
Rainy and chilly.
Yeah, that is. That is.
Ugly out here.
Yeah.
You just mentioned, Glenn, the watching television. My favorite shows nowadays are the Game Warden shows. They're like four different ones.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, Northwoods Law, Texas, Louisiana. I love those shows. I wish I could start my life over. I would be one.
You would be one.
Absolutely.
I got you.
Yeah. Hey, the main reason I called, holidays coming up, Thursdays, Thanksgiving, and having been there, I just wanted to wish you the best for the holidays, because I know this is the first holiday season since you lost your lovely wife.
That's right.
And
it is.
It'll be difficult.
No question.
I know. I've lost both my parents and my brother. My brother died on Christmas Day.
Oh.
So, my holidays are tough.
Yep. But, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are.
I'll be thinking of you, man.
I appreciate that. And anybody that's lost a loved one on a holiday or even not on a holiday, you know, you think about them and your mind kind of wanders that day, and you just got to be understanding of people. You know what I mean? I lost a brother-in-law on the 4th of July years and years and years ago. And that was rough. So and the holiday's never the same, you know.
No, they never are. My brother never owned a car. Only had motorcycles. And Christmas morning, he got off from work and was heading home, and then coming out to my house, and he got into an accident on his bike.
Oh. Sorry to hear that.
I got a phone call. I was expecting it was him to let me know he was on his way, and instead it was the police.
Oh,
so that's destroyed Christmas.
Of course.
From me. So,
yeah. Yep. I understand it.
That was back in 1992.
Wow.
That happened. So anyway. My prayers are with you. And
I appreciate it, Clay.
And I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
All righty, buddy. You too. Thanks again, Clay.
You're welcome. Take it easy.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Joe out in Glendon. Good morning, Joe. How are things in Glendon this morning?
Well, like I thought, it's rainy and cool, because he was Owings Mills, so Glendon isn't that far from.
Yeah, you're not that far away.
Pretty much the same.
It's raining here. It's raining off and off. I think it on and off. I think it kind of quit right now for a little bit, but we're supposed to have showers till, I don't know, early in the morning.
I'll have something different to ask you.
All right.
I woke up this morning hearing some noise. It's a chipmunk. I saw what it is, but I can't catch it.
Right.
In my house.
Oh, good.
What's good for catching chipmunks?
Peanut butter.
Okay. Good. I'm trying to think. I don't know if that's smooth or crunchy. I hope I get the right kind.
I don't think they're that discriminatory, to be honest with you. Discriminating. I don't think they're. I think you just you'll just draw them in on that, so that'll take care of it.
You got a kick out of watching me, though. I had a butterfly net I was chasing around, hoping to catch it with, because I knew I wasn't going to catch it. So I figured, well, I'll try that. At least it gives me a little bit of a chance.
Yeah, but yeah.
Anyway.
And you entertain yourself more than you do that.
I think I did. I worked. I did my exercise and went running around. That made you laugh. He's trying to picture some.
Well, here's the question. Even if you get the chipmunk in a corner and you got a round butterfly net, how are you going to catch it?
Well, if I was hoping I would get it while it's running on the floor, and I would stomp on it if I could.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'd probably do.
Right.
I had a 5-gallon bucket. If somehow or another it got it in the net, and slip it in a 5-gallon bucket and put a lid on it.
I see. Well, that would work.
The comical thing is I catch snakes once in a while, and I put them in a 5-gallon bucket.
Right.
But they can get out of them. Even
oh, yeah.
Even if you feel like you need a crowbar to pry open.
Yeah.
They can get out of them. But I got one that has a screw-off lid.
Well, that's a good plan right there.
Then I take them and reposition them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear people say, oh, there's no good snakes. Well, that's because, anyway, they just don't realize they're doing good.
Oh, they're doing good, yeah.
And
the reason they're coming in your house is because there's something in there to eat that you don't want in there, but they're desirable, so.
Yeah, but they're not paying rent, so.
No, so rent, exactly.
Stay outside.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that's about it for me, so.
All right, buddy. Well, I hope you get your chipmunk out of there.
Oh, it'll be good, and so now. If I get it, I'll call you next week and tell you.
There you go. Yeah, get a little bag of peanuts and set them outside the door.
Yeah.
You know, let them get outside and get them.
Well, what I do outside, I got varmints that eat the wires on my Toyota car.
Oh, that'd be squirrels.
Yeah. And so I use Rapelzol, mothballs, and one of them... little things that you see advertised that they would plug into a wall. I thought tell people it keeps kangaroos away. And
Of course.
Yeah, it has. I haven't seen a kangaroo or an elephant.
No kidding.
I have a tension cord and I have that on the outside.
Interesting. But, yeah. You know why? You know why the squirrels chew the hoses?
Because they're hungry, I think.
No, they're made with a corn product.
Yeah.
The hoses are.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yep. So they get that. We had one here at the house to a hydraulic line, not a hydraulic hose, a pneumatic hose of some kind on the car, and the car started to miss pretty bad when we were on vacation in North Carolina, and or South Carolina, I can't remember. Anyway, we had to find a garage on the way up, and the guy said, "Oh, I know what that is. Squirrel chewed your hose. Here you go. You know, half hour and we're done." So that was pretty cool.
The part of the wire that isn't covered with a protective plastic, real close to the connection.
That's right.
I wrap rat tape around it.
That'll work.
You get it from a Honda dealer.
Okay.
I don't know if the other car dealers have it, but Honda does, and it's called rat tape.
Okay.
It even has little rats on it. Every couple inches, is a little. Looks like the Baltimore City mascot for the animals, I guess.
Oh, good grief. Okay.
But anyway.
All right.
Help. Anyway, have a good rest of your day.
You too. Have a great Thanksgiving, Joe. See ya. Bye-bye. Hey, so it's been a little chilly, you know, and we keep asking, did you get that hole in the wall filled yet with a nice fireplace insert? Well, you sure can. Hearth America Backyard Billies. They carry Enviro, Regency, and other top brands of fireplace inserts. They've got pellet, gas, electric. You know, you live in a housing development that won't let you use the wood or the gas or have pellets, you know. They got that too. And now that's available at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. So you can stop in the showroom and see the entire selection. The crew is very nice there. They're very, very knowledgeable with all the products. They are friendly. They know their stuff. And the prices are good. Now Backyard Billy's will do the installation. And you will be excited about being able to turn that thing on and off with a remote control, and they're friendly and knowledgeable. Follow-up and service, too. It's convenient, it's beautiful, and the heat fills the room from our gas fireplace insert, that's for sure. BackyardBillies.com is the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page, and that's 410-827-4500. Hearth America is open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge. Evans Avenue is the exit. Drummer Drive is where Hearth America and Backyard Billies is located. It's in Graysonville. 410-827-4500. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order, 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right, let's talk to Michael in Parkville. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about the... I'm sorry. I'm getting that echo. Hold on a second here.
Oh, you need to turn your radio down.
Yeah, I have my radio completely. I turned it off. I think it was my speakerphone. I was having trouble. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah. If you talk directly into the phone, it's much better broadcast quality than the speaker.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Not a problem.
The antlered, I'm hunting in Western Maryland and in Region A.
Okay.
And I had a question about the total deer that I can take out there as far as antler or antlerless.
Mm-hmm. So you're hunting with a firearm only?
Yes, I have a firearm and muzzleloader stamp. I'm looking in the hunting and trapping guide.
All right. What does it tell you? What does it tell you for antler deer in Region A?
It says two total for seasons combined.
Correct.
No more than one in any weapon season.
Well, that tells you your answer. So you'll have one in firearms and one in muzzleloader.
Okay. Now, on the antler list, it says up to two antlerless deer may be harvested during the weapon season, but no more than two total for all seasons.
Right.
So if I didn't get a deer, like, opening week, and then December 6th, comes around, and that's when you can hunt antlerless. I would technically be able to shoot a buck and a doe that weekend.
And you're getting into the weeds because I don't hunt out there, and I don't have the book in front of me. I guess I should have. I should always have one this time of the year in front of me. But it says what does the regulation say? What are the dates on the antlered season?
The antler season is November 29th through December 13th.
Okay.
And then antlerless goes from December 6th through the 13th.
Right.
So basically the last week is antlerless.
Yeah, yes, then you should be able to take a buck and a doe.
Okay. So
yep.
By reading this, what would be the total that I would be able to harvest technically? I mean, four or...
Yeah, four deer total.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You just can't take two with a firearm or two with a muzzleloader. You have to take one with a firearm, one with a muzzleloader. And I think the antlerless is firearms. And is the limit on the firearms two?
Yeah, it says no more than one antlerless deer may be harvested in Region A per day.
Per day. Okay. Well, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, it just there's so many ways they describe it. I was confused.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a chronic wasting management area. And I remember asking you last month about that. If you harvested a deer in that area and you took it in and it tested positive, would you consume that deer?
No. But here's the thing. It's not an immediate test. So if you're in a chronic wasting disease area, you need to find a processor in that area who is certified, authorized, whatever, to process that animal, and you can take it with you. Yeah, chronic wasting disease is not something that affects people instantly, and it's focused in the brain and in the spinal fluid. So that's why they've authorized deer processors across the state in all the CWD counties. And we'll go into this in detail next Saturday with the wildlife guys. Of course, everybody will be hunting, but those, you know, can listen. They will process the animal and give you what, without the spinal cord, without the spine, without the brain, the whole thing, they will take care of that for you because they're authorized to do that.
Right.
So there's a methodology in place to take care of that. I think
I noticed that it expanded this year.
It did. They found one deer in, I think, was it Howard County?
Right.
Yeah.
And now it goes from Baltimore County all the way out to Allegheny.
That's correct. That's so correct. But
before
I
couldn't remove it from those counties, and now right. I live in Baltimore County and I hunt in Allegheny, so technically I could shoot that deer and bring it home here to a processor.
Or do it yourself. But yes, as long as the processor is CWD authorized, he can take care of that. Quite frankly, it's the least of my worries. I don't hunt those areas,
right.
You know, but I think in total, since they've been testing tens of thousands of deer, they've come up with like 200 of them. And given the total harvest of deer over all those years, it's like an infinitesimal amount of animals that have tested positive. So it's just, you know. Chris had his deer tested. I don't think we'll know any individual results, but his was taken in Queen Anne's County, and I don't mind. I've had several taken in Howard County years ago when I hunted the management program out there. Simple process. They simply open up the neck of the deer and remove the lymph nodes, and they put those in a little jar and label them, and off they go to the lab. And that's how they determine whether or not they've got CWD.
Right.
So...
But okay, well, I appreciate your help.
Not a problem. I'm glad you're have you hunted a long time at all, or is this your first year? What are we doing?
No, I've hunted for a number of years. I got away from it for a while, and now, you know, I've been back at it. I did harvest the deer out there in Allegheny County. And I've hunted mule deer in Colorado, and I had
success
out there.
Yeah.
And I've hunted in Minnesota also.
Gotcha. Well, good.
So, I just enjoy being out in the woods.
You and I both, brother. So,
yeah.
Very good. I hope I helped you.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. You have a good Thanksgiving.
You have a great day.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. So, 410 WCBM 680. We didn't even talk about the muzzleloader contest. Usually it's the last Saturday of the month. We give that away. It'll be the first Saturday in December since the show is entirely pre-recorded next week. With our wildlife guys, Jonathan Trudeau, who's been on here before, and longtime guest for the first day of deer season, Brian Eiler. Brian is a deputy director now, and Jonathan is the mammal guy. He handles the fur bears, the deer, and the bears. So interesting show coming up. We talk a lot about CWD, a little bit about EHD, and other things going on with the health of the deer herd, new management, new it's a regulations year, so the internal discussions have already gone on in within DNR and continue to go on, and that process is explained about how you know they get some ideas and they kick them around internally, and eventually they'll come out like in January with the proposals for the upcoming season. And you know, they go to the internal stakeholders, Wildlife Advisory Committee, and all that. Then they eventually go to the external stakeholders, which is a member of the organizations and things like that, both pro and anti-hunting, to take a look at and review and discuss and comment on. And then they go to the public forum where the public can comment. So that's all coming up. That'll take place in February. I'll keep you up to date on what's going on with that. So they're looking at a couple things. One of the things they're looking at is the 30 blackout you can't use for deer hunting right now. Not enough muzzle energy. They're looking at things like muzzle energy versus caliber and that type of thing. So we're, they'll have some changes along those lines and some other things on the regulations. There's people that are commenting already on the bear harvest and, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, we'll get some updates on that when it comes out. So let's see. That was Tuesday. We did the show Wednesday, Thursday was working. Thursday working. Friday, I took a trip to Frederick County. If you looked on our Facebook page for bucks, bears, stags, you'll saw a giant white-tailed deer on there, the largest velvet buck ever harvested in Maryland in any way, shape, or form overall. I mean, it's a 202-inch white-tail gross at 197 net. The 6x6 frame was like 196, and then there was only eight and two-eighths inches of abnormal points, which get deducted, and it wound up as 180 and change typical, which is just a monster. And that has received, as of this morning, I think 195,000 views on our Facebook page. So I like to look at those numbers because they fascinate me. But Mr. Brenneman had loaned me his antlers to have measured for him while he was in Missouri. Called me the other day, Wednesday, said he was back. When would you like to get together? And so Friday, he drove to Frederick from Garrett County. I drove to Frederick from here. We handed off the antlers, and he was a happy camper. We got a certificate. So everything is golden. He's got his antlers getting mounted. We'll see that deer probably at the NDA event next August in Oakland. He'll probably have it there to put on public display, and we'll just be glad that we have a new record deer. So there's a bunch of big deer coming in and a bunch of odd ones. There was one that was hit here in Dorchester County. Someone said it's 200 inches. We don't know how many, it'll be a picked up deer. We don't know how many. Okay. Sounds good, Aaron. We don't know how many inches it actually is. Only saw a really bad picture of it, but you know, it's all good. A lot of big deer this year for some reason. Big deer. So last year must have been a good year for passing on the genes, and this year must have been a good year for nutrition. That's all we can say. Why don't we take our second break? We'll be right back after these messages.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, Apple Cracker Blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
All right, Johnny, let me get back to the show here. You keep on traveling, so. Yeah, he did say he was in Baltimore, though, didn't he? Never heard that he was ever on the Eastern Shore. Didn't hear Dover, didn't hear Easton, didn't hear Milford. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. That's the number you call if you'd like to enter the muzzleloader contest. We're giving away a fine CVA Wolf muzzleloader, stainless steel, synthetic stock, and the fine folks at Hawk Optics, H-A-W-K-E, have outfitted each of those muzzleloaders, and two of them are already been given away, with a 3x9x40. Slug gun slash muzzleloader scope already installed. All you've got to do is get it bore sighted, sighted in, and it should work out really well for you, that's for sure. And so simple process, call the number, leave your first and last name, leave an accurate phone number, and when we get to the drawing in 2 weeks, we will assign a number to everybody's name. Then we will go online, and we will find a random number generator. We will put the number of entrants in between 1 and 60, 70, 80, whatever that number is. And whatever number comes up, that will correspond to somebody's name, and that person will be the winner. So we have this week. Next week we'll not be here, but you can certainly call Aaron and give him your name and number if you like. And then you can always email me too, ellis@ellisoutdoors, to get an entry, and a number of people have done that. So I think one or two of our last couple of years have won from entering online. So that's very simple, very simple. If you enter once, you don't have to enter again. We have you listed, but we do like to hear from you, that's for sure. All right, let's talk to Richard Ferndale. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you, Richard?
I'm doing well. I have two questions for you. And first of all, I'd like to say I've been a long-time listener. Glad to hear that. My first question is, my buddy and I bought these muzzleloaders back when you didn't even need to wear orange.
Mm-hmm.
We got in the game with the Thompson Center New Englanders.
Oh, yeah.
50 cals.
Yep.
Bought them from your buddy, our buddy, Mr. Clyde.
Of course.
And they've had a lifetime warranty. And I sent mine back once due to a cracked stock.
Right.
And it was returned, and she's a long shooter and a straight shooter with open sights.
Yep.
I've since heard that Thompson doesn't recognize the lifetime warranty anymore, and my gun has failed. And I was wondering if you know anything about that.
I don't know about that. What do you mean your gun has failed? What are you talking about?
Well, I started shooting out of whack, and I noticed that the elevator screw on the top of the rear sight cracked.
Okay.
And also, I blew the nipple out.
Well, that's no good.
No, it's not.
That's no good. So.
And I was just wondering if I have to take it to a shop to have it retapped and a new nipple put in.
Yes, you will.
Or Thompson is back in the game.
Thompson is back in the game. Greg Ritz owns it now. And it is not the Thompson of old. Just like you said, they don't honor the lifetime warranty, of course. I would, I would consider taking that to Brownstone Trading in Westminster. Do you know Brad Vosburg?
I do not, but my son knows Westminster very well. He used to work out that way in the in the auto industry.
Well, Brad is very big into the muzzleloaders, and he would be more than capable of helping you. He's located, 2029 North Old Bachman Valley Road.
Well, if you could just tell me his name of his shop again.
Brownstone Trading Company.
Okay, I've got that. Now, my second question is this.
He's only open Wednesday through Saturday, and it opens at 1 o'clock Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, opens Saturday at 10.
My son and I will look that up.
Brownstone Trading, yes, sir.
My second question is this. I'm a fan of old firearms.
Right.
I watched this double barrel for weeks on the shelf.
Uh-huh.
Picked it up and moved it around, felt good. Took it apart with the man behind the counter, numbers all matched. It's an AH Fox.
Okay.
12 gauge.
All right.
Sterlingworth.
Okay.
And I was advised that it's not a Damascus barrel. Later I found out it was a forged barrel.
Right.
And I was advised not to shoot anything over 1,200 feet per second.
Probably.
And I also was told that the gun was made before plastic shells.
Right.
And to shoot a plastic shell, it had to be, I'll say, touched up or bored out so that the plastic shell would open all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are a little longer than the paper shell.
All right.
So the Smith and Glen Burnie, he looked at it and he said, yep, she's good to go. Now I'm looking this gun over. I shot a turkey with it. It was a big turkey. I shot a turkey with it this past season.
Okay.
Very happy. Very happy.
All right.
My next question is, now I'm looking, it's gone over, and I'm noticing that it is missing a letter in the stamping on the barrel.
Okay.
In the word Sterlingworth. And I'm wondering if these guns are, I've looked this gun number up on the paperwork. It's like 1915, 1917.
Yep.
And I'm noticing that Sterlingworth is not spelled correctly. The man, the smith in Glen Burnie, told me that the gun is light and it's going to kick. And it does. He said it's light because they walked a long way back then when they hunted. Well, I'm wondering if these guns are proofed, or is this a mistake?
You'll have to take that to somebody who has way more knowledge in antique and classic firearms than me.
Okay.
And I would recommend somebody like Mike up at Bel Air Gun Range. I don't know if Mr. Clyde could help you with that. You seem to like this Smith in Glen Burnie. I have a Smith over here in Denton.
I do not like the Smith in Glen Burnie.
In Denton, I have a great gunsmith over here by the name of Tuckahoe Gunworks in Denton.
Tuckahoe Gunworks.
Mm-hmm. Tuckahoe Gunworks. You could drop, if you're over here, you could drop it by, bring it to Albright's Gun Shop in Easton. He's very, very knowledgeable. Those guys are very knowledgeable in the old firearms. So
I was advised to take it to him.
What's that?
I was advised to take it to the Easton shop.
Well, now you've got two people who have advised to take you there. So, hey, we've got to let you go. I've got to get to the break, but thank you for your questions. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and thank you for filling the airways.
Sure. Have a great Thanksgiving. Talk to you soon. All right. Let's see here. Clyde Sports Shop. Speaking of Clyde Sports Shop, you know, the full-line Browning dealer, and we know you're looking for a firearm for the upcoming season. Why not stop by and check out the BLR Lightweight Model 81 Stainless Takedown Lever Action Rifle? Or lever, whichever you prefer. This firearm takes down into two pieces very quickly. Non-reflective satin nickel receiver finish, a matte stainless steel barrel, gray laminated satin finish straight grip stock with checkering. It's a pretty gun. Barrel's drilled and tapped for optional scout-style scope mounts. It's got swivel studs, too. True Glow Marble Arms fiber optic front sight and adjustable rear sight for those of you who like to shoot a lever gun without a scope. This is a good one. You know, Clyde also carries the X-Bolt, and there's some A-Bolts, and there's a lot of bolt-action rifles that he's got on display and multiples of each, so you really need to get in there and look at the rifles. I'm just talking about the ones that he's advertising currently. There's also the BAR MK3, a satin nickel receiver finish, polished blue barrel, oil finish grade 2 walnut stock with cut checkering, high relief engraving, shim adjustable stock for cast on and off and drop at the cove. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, 21227, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Clyde's has been around since 1957. The website is ClydeSportsShop.com, all spelled out, open 7 days a week. 410-242-6108 for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. Now, the folks at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, you know, I've talked about their stoves and their inserts. They do carry a great line of freestanding wood and pellet stoves in all different styles, from the old-time hardware store, general store, you know, pot-belly stove, all the way up to the modern cubic design. And you'll see those right there in their showroom. Their people know all about all the stoves that they carry, including the gas fireplace inserts and the electric and the wood and the pellet gas insert or pellet inserts as well. but it's Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and they carry Enviro and Regency and other brands as well. So why not stop by? BackyardBillies.com is the website, Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. They'll do the installation. They've got all the parts. They've got all the experts. Their service is great, and you will enjoy the convenience of a gas fireplace insert or automatic feed pellet stove, that's for sure. 827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue is the exit. Drummer Drive is the location. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in four Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon Craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929 or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, friendly reminder, if you send an email for the muzzleloader contest, it's very good to put CVA contest or muzzleloader contest in the subject line. But in the body of the email, we do need your full name, first and last, and your phone number, please. I cannot decipher all that from your email address, please. So, that being said, get out, stay safe today. It's a little rainy out there. If you take a shot, make sure you take a good shot. You don't want to have that trail messed up by the rain. And, of course, I hope the rain's going to stop a little sooner. Anyway, love your family. Love the Lord, and we'll see you after the news.